Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse the Planet here. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you what, I kind of feel like Oprah Winfrey when she used to hold the cards, you know, all that kind of stuff. I love coming into your home or wherever you're viewing this, and it's just such a blessing of the Lord. I want to talk about something that everyone should experience, how to take your faith to the next level. Well, first, you got to know how it comes. And we all know that scripture, that faith cometh by hearing, not by heard. I heard last, hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So it's hearing and hearing and hearing. Now, let me tell you something. If you want something done in life, your faith has got to grow daily, not just Sunday. Look what it says here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. A lot of people know this verse. I love it. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So if you want to please God, and you should, you got to have faith to do it. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. See, we're waiting for God to come to us. Excuse me? He that cometh to God must believe that He is. He is what? That He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, watch what I'm going to say. I'm going to make somebody mad right here. That He is a rewarder. So God is in the prosperity. Why? Because He rewards faith. He rewards action to your faith. Here's James chapter 2, verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So if you want your faith to excel to the next level, you got to work what you got. Bodybuilders, people that work out. Watch this. You see them doing this, and to sneeze. And you know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, and arms off. But you keep at it, son. After a while, somebody slap you on your arm and go, hey. You want to squeeze that muscle because it has to be tore down first. And then when it builds back by the food that you eat, which is protein things, it builds it bigger and stronger. It's the same way with your faith. You see what I'm saying? So I work my faith every day of my life, every day. I believe the unbelievable. I receive the impossible because it's doable. And sometimes it ain't easy. You know what I'm saying? And so, but you know, it ain't easy getting to that last rep, boy. You're just going at it. You know what I'm saying? But you're glad when you do it. Then you want to go look in front of the mirror and go, You know, all that kind of stuff. I used to do that when I was young. I don't do that no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I work my faith every day. That's how you bring it to the next level. Also, I challenge my faith. And what challenges my faith is my vision. And vision always runs in advance of your ability to fulfill it. So vision will challenge your faith to hear more of the Word of God so you can accomplish, get to your destiny and reach your destination. Maybe you believe in God for something like being debt free. You know, me and Kathy, we're Romans 13, 8 people. You know what that says? Owe no man anything but to love Him. Been debt free since 1982. How did we do that? Because you thought we were smart? Well, I know we're not dumb, but no, we exercised our faith. We sold our seed. And when my mind was telling me, keep that money. And everybody said, don't do that. But I sowed my seed, kept, and all of a sudden it began to build. And then when the harvest began to come, first it went like a stream. And then I saw a tsunami. Ooh, Lord, a blessing, not destruction. And fortunately, it washed all our debt away. I'll never forget that day I was debt free. I went around breathing good, going like a... I remember looking at the house and go, wow, who'd have thought? And the Lord said, I did. And you put your thoughts in my thoughts, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, Lord. And I remember when I got in my car and I turned on the engine and I didn't have to worry about how much gas I burned. Why? It was debt free. I mean, I had a whole note on that car that I could use to buy gas. But I didn't, because them notes were high on that car, you know? And I thought, man, this is great. How'd you get there? Next level of faith. And I'm doing it every day. I've done it with airplanes. I've done it with my home. I do it just constantly. And it's done by the works of God, by you working that faith. Are you enjoying this? And that's what I'm talking about. And you better get ready, son, because this is going to happen, and it will. You're going to do this. Whew, what a blessing of God. It seems impossible. Believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible, because it's doable. That's how you take your faith to the next level. Come on, start now. It's going to come quicker than you think.